So for all these Northerners who may or may not know who Dessa is, tell us who Dessa is.
Yes. I am Dessa, and I'm a singer and a rapper in a crew called Doomtree. And we're an independent arts collective based in Minneapolis. And we've been friends for 10 years. And in the past 4 or 5, have been lucky enough to be able to tour nationally together, all of us piling into a cargo van that we nicknamed Mountain.
Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you want to explain your solo music, like what kind of genre it is? Because I don't know about you, but I feel like your music may not fit into one genre exactly.
You know, I think I agree, but at the same time, talking about music, I think I'm particularly skillless at having genre conversations. And not because I'm trying to make the point that, you know, oh, my music's so different, it doesn't fit it. No.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say I can't be classified. I'm sure I can. But even when I'm talking with my boyfriend about a song on the radio, I always feel like I guess wrong. You know, I'm like, oh, this is like Prague stuff, right? And he's like, no, man, this is chill wave. Or, you know, this is Italo, whatever, what I don't remember what that's called, Italo disco. I'm embarrassing myself now to the music files amongst you who are laughing at my ignorance. But I think I'm better at making music than I am at figuring out how to talk about it, if that makes sense. So, short story long, I sing and I rap, and I work with music that is both organic, like played on pianos and guitars and stand-up basses, and also that's very highly produced. So, in my arts collective, Doomtree, there are a lot of guys who are really good at making catchy synth lines and programming drums. Into really kind of head nodding aggressive music. Mm-hmm. And then when I play with my band, it's usually necessarily a little bit, it leans more towards the elegant rather than the aggressive. So I hope that most of the stuff that I do is united by kind of a lyrical sensibility. So I think I'm a better writer than I am a rapper or a singer, to be totally honest. And music has been a meaningful way to try to convey those ideas. Yeah.
About your new album that's coming out, set to release sometime in 2012?
Yeah. No. I can tell you what I know, but that's so little that it's not. There's no secrets to be kept.
Okay.
Comes out in 2012. I'm 9 songs in. One of the songs that's shaping up to be a potential single will be this song called Annabelle.
Annabelle.
Annabelle. And that's a Spanish guitar kind of a tragic ballad.
Okay.
So not the rap fair, but yeah.
So will you tell us a little bit about your writing process and how you write music and like how your, is it like a solo process or do you write music collaboratively?
I almost always write it by myself. Yeah, usually it's music comes first usually because I find that if I write the lyrics first, I get sort of an unfortunate nursery rhyme cadence that's not very interesting. And that's that's better suited, yeah, for like a daycare than a club. So usually I listen to the music first. I play it hundreds and hundreds of times on repeat until I've got an idea for what the content of the song might be. I've got some kind of imagistic snippets. And I know maybe even more importantly, like what the cadence should be. You know, I know the patterns of the lyrics over it. So for me, it always starts with music. Usually happens late at night and almost always happens alone. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Yeah, I was like probably as a kid. You know, I think most kids kind of mess around with that. But I remember the first one I recorded. And I had based it off of a lullaby that's been in my family for several generations. And I remember, you know, pressing play and just, it's kind of, it's half wonder and probably half narcissism. But it was such an exciting feeling to hear my voice doing harmonies, because that's not humanly possible without technology. So that was the first time I'd ever heard the harmonies that were in my head. And that was really an exciting feeling.
How long have you been a musician for, and how did that start?
I feel like it's kind of hard to call.
Yeah.
Because like, how long have you been an interviewer? Like, do you count today?
I guess,
right? Yeah, yeah. It's like, I don't know when to start count. So I used to sing to the radio. Okay, that doesn't count. When I recorded that first thing, I don't really know if that counted because then I didn't do anything after that for a while. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm 30 years old now, and I would probably count myself a musician for the past 7 years. So maybe like, well, maybe early then. Since 21, 22, or 23, right in there, as I feel like where I started to drift into like a vocational interest. Yeah.
So I guess last question that okay. I have for you is what are your like routines or techniques that you have to get like really pumped for a show that you're about to go and rock?
You know, I think this is like the least football routine, but it's usually been to put myself so that my forehead touches both sides of a wall, like where there's a corner, you know, so that you can hear your breathing and you can hear your own talking really amplified. Uh-huh. And it's been to try to avoid getting into like, I'm in show mode, and instead saying, what's like the most genuine show that you could do right now? Like, are you excited? Are you joyful? And then to really play up that feeling so that it doesn't look like I'm coming out like a Vegas performer, like, hey, you know, here we are doing a show.
Yeah.
To try to find out what the authentic thing to say is. And if that's feeling blue or snarky or, you know, or kicky, then to really try to promote whatever the authentic emotion is.
So why do you want to come out to Lutzen?
First of all, this is one of the most hospitable places that we're ever asked to play. Jim, who runs the business
Jim
here.
Beck.
Yeah, he gets it, man. You know, I think he's a genuine music lover. And he also sympathetic to like the average band's plight, which is where it's kind of hungry and unshowered and homeless. And so when he says, hey, we'll put you up for a couple nights, come and sing, come and play, and we'll take good care of you, that means a lot. And second, the honest answer is I go anywhere where anyone will have us and pay us to get out there, you know, so that we're not taking a financial hit. We're pretty equal opportunity. We're eager to play. We're eager to work. So wherever we get a halfway decent invitation, the answer almost invariably is yes.
Are you going to hit the slopes tomorrow?
I'm thinking about it. Like, you know, as you know, I'm going on tour next week. And I'm so afraid of, like, blowing out a knee.
Yeah.
Like, 4 days before the biggest tour of my career. So a solid maybe.
If you stayed on Euler.
Euler?
Euler.
Okay. Is that the Bunny Hill?
That's well, there is a Bunny Hill.
Okay.
Like a tow rope.
No, I'm not going to Euler. I'm going to the Bunny Hill.
Bunny Hill. Yeah,
I'm the oldest person by 18 years. Yeah. Yeah.
And WTIP thanks you for doing this interview.
Thank you, WTIP. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hello, it's only me. I know it's late. Hope to catch you still awake. Maybe I was wrong to call.
You've been listening to the Local Music Project with WTIP volunteer Chris Hoagland and Minneapolis-based Doomtree recording artist Dessa. The Local Music Project is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To hear other segments of the Local Music Project, including the full-length Dessa interview with video, check out WTIP.org.